really deep Gemara. Go through it. And brachas and daf ches al zos yispalel kolchosid elecha li'eitz mitzoyim. Now, as all of these gemaras, they're darshaning psukim and tehillim over here. And over here, there's a pasuk David Melech writes, right, al zos yispalel kolchosid. On this kolchosid, yes, mispalel elecha to you le'eitz mitzoyim. Now that eitz mitzoy for a time of findings, mitzvot, like Lashem Mitziyah. So, we know that the Pasuk, David HaMelech is saying that a chosid, and we'll see, it's interesting, why dafka a chosid? But, you know, a chosid is supposed to be mispalel to you for something specific over here, le'eis mitzvot, for a time of finding, or a time where you'll be found. And we don't know here exactly. Yeah, we don't know here exactly what this Eitz Mitzvah is going to be. So the Gemara has five explanations what Eitz Mitzvah is. Now, before we get to these five things,
so last year.
Already.
Yeah. So it says,
so Rashi writes, what is this la'eis mitzoy? So Rashi learns pshat here. We'll see the different ways of learning. Rashi learns la'eis mitzoy means, says yisparol shiyu mitzuyin lo kishi yitzdorech. It says a kol chosid he should daven for these things, that they should be mitsuyin lo, they should be, you know, close to him when he needs them. That's how Rashi's learning. In other words, we're talking here about the inyan of time, according to Rashi, that there's certain things in this world that there are certain times in life that you need certain things, and you must have them at a particular time. And if you don't have them at that time, so then you're in trouble. Now, it's one thing, you see, there's a specific concept about the Zman. Now, the Gaon always writes that an Odom and the Zman are Zohar and the Kevar, he always writes, the human being and the time. So he writes, that's why he writes on the two different types of mitzvahs. He says that the human being, the Odom, the positive mitzvahs are 248 according to the limbs of the Odom, and the negative mitzvahs are 365 according to the days of the year. And he says over there that there's the Odom and there's Zman. And he writes about the Zohar and the Kevar. He says, and the idea is that the Odom himself, he exists in a vacuum. You know, whoever you are, whatever things are, they exist in two different ways. In the ideal world, the world's, you know, of close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, behind, you know, beyond Hashem, there's no such thing as Zman. And they're just existence. And existence, things exist, you know, outside of time. And they're there with all of their beauty and all of their perfection, and that's how they are. However, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created, you know, Bereishis, the first creation of Zman, so Zman means that existence on itself is not enough. It's the Chiddush of Zman. It means that even though things may exist, however, if a person can't need them at a particular time, you can't get to them at a particular time, so you can't use them. Right? Time, we're limited by that. And therefore, there's a new element that comes in, that things are of potential value and significance in life. Ultimately, they're always of significance, but for us, they only become of significance at a particular Zman. And their Zman is the thing that enables the potential of a thing to come out and to be developed. That's what Zman is all about. Therefore, you can have many things in this world that can be of ultimate value, but if it's the not time for you, it's the wrong time, they come to you at the wrong time, so then, goodbye, there's no value. Dover bi'ito matov, which means that something that is tov, has to be bi'ito. Zman, that's the thing, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu who reveals himself under a particular time. It's a limitation of his giluyim, of how he reveals himself. So they write, And we'll see what we say in Kriya Shema, Geshamim Bi'itam, you know, Yoreu Malkosh, the specific, we all know that Geshamim doesn't help us anymore on its own. Geshamim can be a bracha or can be a klala. There's nothing, and that's all I'm saying, there's nothing that guarantees that Geshamim will help. And what is the thing that turns Geshamim into a bracha? Zman. If it comes at the right time, so then it's a bracha. And if it comes at the wrong time, it's a klala. This year we had a late rain, it ruined the whole plum crop and everything like that, you know. There's no such thing. So zman means that things of ultimate value won't necessarily be of value unless, you know, they're able to connect to time and come out properly. That's why in life, so I think the Gaon means, and obviously the Gaon is speaking in terms of Kabbalah, so he means much more deeper things than the rest, but that's the simple pshat about an Adam in Zman, that the Adam is the, you know, the basis of who the human being is. It's Zohar, that's the essence itself, but the Zman is the Nekeva, the thing that brings out, that's what the Nekeva always stands for, the thing that takes things of value and brings them out into a Mitzvah so they can be of use in this world. Right? That's what the Nekeva always refers to. And therefore, the David HaMelech is writing, Alzoz Yispalo Kol Chosid Eilecho. Yeah, a person who's a Chosid, he grasps that we live in a world of time, and therefore a Chosid, he davens Le'es Mitzoy. He davens that he should be able to, when he needs something and he's, you know, limited by time, a certain time comes and now is the time, a chassid davens that he should be able to have the thing when he needs it. He doesn't daven for things in and of themselves, but he grasps that he must have them when they need it. So he writes, that's how Rashi is learning over here. So we'll see, the Gaon learns a little bit differently. The Gaon seems to be learning that a chassid should daven that le'es meso, that he should be found sholem, yeah, to be able to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gifts. The two are slightly similar, but we'll get to that as we go along. Anyway, so the Gemara over here has five different explanations about what it is that a kol chassid should daven for le'es meso. What are these things that you need them at the right time, according to Rashi? Or you have to be found sholem to make use of them when you get them, when the time comes, according to the Gaon. What are these five things? So, Rav Chanina Amar Leis Mitzoy Zu Isha. Rav Chanina says that a person should daven Leis Mitzoy, that's talking about finding a wife, getting married. Now, each one of these five things, we find examples in the Chumash, in Tanakh, where it uses the word fine, mitzo. Right. So by an Isha, it says, that's how they darshan, what is this, there's something special about this finding. You find it. You know, finding, what concept of finding, by the way, what's the concept of finding? Something exists, right? But it's just there. When I was a kid, I used to always bother me. I don't know if you ever had this thing, but when I used to lose things, so it always used to drive me crazy, because when I'm looking for something, I used to have in the back of my head like a picture of that key that I'm looking for, like in a specific place, like, and you know, there it is resting, you know, and I just couldn't find that place. Like, I know it's there, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking here, and like, it's like I can almost see it in my head, you know? But it's like there, it's just, you can't find it. The thing is there in a state of potential, you just can't find it. You know, that's what Mitzias is all about. It's, where is it? I know it's there, like, how can I get it, you know? That's what we find, you know, it's a place, and so on. I remember Bertha said, when Nachum Parvachovitz died, he gave a hesped. So he was saying, Nachum Parvachovitz, you know, he was the great Magid Shir at Mir, and he's a famous Magid Shir and a great Magid Shirim there. It was really his Shirim, sort of, you know, the whole yeshiva revolved around his Shirim. Nachum Parvachovitz, he said the story, and it's hesped when he died. So not Alzheimer's, but one of these degenerative diseases. And for years, he had like a little, he couldn't talk, so for years he had like 8 years, he had like a small room there, and there we would sit and learn, but you know, he wasn't able to say anything. So he was studying, and so he was speaking about the Hesper, about the onus, you know, to, because it doesn't take him from the world, but it's all there. you know, and then he just leaves him there, and everybody's able to see that you just can't get any benefit from it. You just can't find the key to get, you know what I mean? That's like a type of onish. But anyway, mitzvah, that's what it means, finding something. You know, it's, again, it's there in potential, but can't grasp
that,
it.
Can you say that that's sound like the feminine looking at the masculine? It's the,
right, it works in the, that's right. Right.
It's that, trying to find the potential, which, trying to find the zafah.
Right.
It's interesting,
no, Yagati Matsasi, then. Yagati Matsasi, that's, oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, he has that there?
No, he doesn't bring it in, but you're right, that's an idea over here. The Gaon brings it down, we'll see in a minute. So it says, by an Isha, Motsi Isha Matsatov. It says that if you found an Isha, you found good. So you see that an Isha is it's a Mitzia. An Isha is a Mitzia. Mitzia means it's something that you have to find. And if you find it, you find good. Okay? So you have to daven. Simple speaking is that also we say that an Isha, you know, she's beshert, you know, 40 days before you're created already, a person's wife exists. But where does she exist? She exists in a state of, you know, potential there. She's there somewhere. Go phone find her, you know. And we all know Shidduchim is all totally on Zman. Anybody who's at any work in Shidduchim knows everything is Zman. You know what I mean? Like, you could have two people who are made for each other, but it's just the wrong time. You call him up, she's going out, and then he's going out, and we can't do it. Or, you know, then they go and meet, but he's not ready because, you know, to get married, he's not at a stage where he's ready, or she has to finish college. Or, everything is right, but everything is Zman. And Zman is Ma'akev. It's all totally on Zman. If the Zman is worked, but if time doesn't cooperate, so then nothing happens there. So, but as Isha is it's Mitzia, and when a person, also when a person, we all know also that when a person, you know, as his man comes to get married, so it's his man, you need, you know, you can't wait, you know, you see Yaakov Avinu, when he, you know, he waited all those years, when the time came to him, you know, he came and, let's go, and his man is here, his man Igia, you know, it's the ground. Anyway, Rav Yuko has these incredibly beautiful maimorim that he said, the last maimorim of his life that he said. He has this maimorim talking about Zrizas. And all of the maimorim, he wrote, he stopped right before Pesach, and he was talking about Zrizas. He used to say that was his main midah of that he worked on his entire life was Zrizas. He felt that was his neshama, was midah of Zrizas. Rav Volozhin used to say. And he writes these maimorim, about about Zrizas, which is a person in this world running after Zman, after time. That when a person, you know, says, you know, speaks about when, you know, Eliezer Eved Avram, that you know, he comes to pick up Rivka, and then Rivka asks, you know, should you want to stay for a little bit longer? What does Eliezer say? You know, Al Tilachero Ti, right? Let's go. We don't have time. You know. Hashem, it's Lich Darki. I can't wait. We're going. You know, I mean, give me a break. You know, the girl's father died. She's waiting. You know, she wants to stay for a few days for Shiva. You know what I mean? Do you mind if we wait for a little bit? Or, well, I'll talk hero to you. Hashem, it's Lich Darki. What do you mean? What's the problem? Be normal. You know. So he writes there that a person's entire life, yeah, is running after Zman. You have to run. And when a person, when the time comes in life for something, so that means that that's the time where it's going to come from potential into actuality. You got to run to catch it. If you don't run to catch it, it's gone. You can't run. There's a person, gives a mushal, a train. It's like a train. It's talking about Yitzias and Sinai, that, you know, the Zvizan. A train is going. You know, you got to run to catch it. It's not going to wait for you. And if you don't run to catch it, you've missed the Zman. It's gone. And that was the Zman of Gilui. Everything after that is going to be back into the world of potential again. You have to drill up the Shemayim to get it. But there's Zmanim of Gilui, and all of our lifetime, Zmanim come about, and the avodah of a human being is that he's running to grasp onto it. You've got to run to grasp. Well, that's how he defines the Midah of Zrizas. You've got to run to grasp. To grasp. The Zman of life, you know. And every year is a different Zman. Every year is, you know, every year is a different Gilui. I know myself that things that, for instance, 10 years ago, you go through different periods in your life. Like, you know, for 1 year, for example, I was really into the Rambam, and I was reading all of his letters. Now, for another year, I was really into Rav Nachman. I don't know, different types of people. You realize as life goes along, and then a certain time goes by, and you don't have the same kesher anymore to those people at those particular times. The answer is that when things come up in certain zmanim, there's certain zmanim for things. You got to run to grasp them at that time, because and then what you grasp is what you have. If you don't run to grasp it, so then it's whole life. You can't have the same kesher afterwards. It's a different. This life is all about these giluyim. You have to run to hold on to it, or it's gone or it goes. So he says that's how he has 4 or 5 maimorim about this beautiful maimorim. You see, this is sure. Anyway, I don't have time to go into it, but. Anyway, Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov, that's also Mitzia, right? It's there in potential and you have to run to grasp it. Now the Gemara, very famous Gemara over here, Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov. So the Gemara says, B'marava kinosi v'inish itiso, when a man would marry a woman, Amri Lehachi, they used to say to him, Matzah or Matzah, Matzah or Matzah, have you found or do you find? Have you found or do you find? What was the problem? Because there's a contradiction in Psukim. It says, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, if you have found a wife, you have found good. And then it says, Shlomo Melech writes elsewhere, also in Mishlei, in Koheles, I mean, Motza Ani Mar Mi Move, says the Isha, I find her more bitter than death. So, when a person used to get married in Bamar Rava in Eretz Yisrael, you know, right after the Chasna, they say, no, Motza or Motza, you know, is she more bitter than death or is she Tov? Motza, Motza. Now, it's a very difficult Gemara to figure out here. Besides the contradiction, like, there are two types of findings. One is bitter than death, one is Tov. You know, what's...
Especially right after, how you're supposed to know.
Right, but the other question is, Chofetz Chaim asks Lashon Hara, you know, Chofetz Chaim asks in the Gemara, I mean, in the Chara it's Lashon Hara, you know, can't ask, what's he going to answer? No, she's bitter than death. I mean, what, it sounds like, you know, men schmoozing, you know, in these bars or something like that, you know, how are you doing? I was just reading a story about these people, the men, you know, they need to get together, yeah, and just relieve pressure by, you know, speaking about how much their wives give them trouble, you know, it sounds like the goy, you know, that type of thing. And what's, you know, what's anyway, so this section of the Gemara ends, that was the question, it just leaves it in the Bible. Now, on this, there's a very famous Gaon on this.
Yes.
That the, what's that? You know,
yeah,
the Gaon.
Yeah.
So the Gaon writes over here, which has to tie into the Gemara. Says the Gaon, I'll read you his language inside over here. Shekar lo'osa matza lo'osa motze. So he says, Kikenhu b'kola tovo sheba'olam hazeh. So it is in all of the tovos of this world. Adam sameich u'mithalel be'eis mitziyuso. A person is happy and rejoices at a time when he finds it. But as time goes along, goes by, but time itself, listen to his language, as time goes on, he's not able to keep the inspiration over time. He can't do it. Good in this world, yeah, doesn't exist in time. As soon as time goes along, yeah, it's gone. It runs away from you. So the Gaon writes. Aval hepech b'ra'at olam hazeh. Aval the opposite, in the evils of this world, makir b'kol eis v'rega. But the evils of this world, a person recognizes every hour and seconds. V'zeu motza, and that's why it uses here the present tense for the bad, for bitter than death. The past tense for good. Step number one of the Gaon. Step number two, he writes, V'isha koyal ha-nefesh. That the isha that we're talking about over here is the nefesh of the human being. V'zehu motza, ki nefesh tova. And this is what it says, motza, for the nefesh. It turns it into the past tense. Person has found his nefesh. Ki nefesh tova tzrich l'hityageya, u'lishtadel kol yomov, shiagiyalo. Because to find and marry your nefesh, the isha is talking about the nefesh, a person needs to work. Here's your yagati matzati. A person needs to work lishtadel kol yomov, all of his lives. Mashiach, that in the end he should be able to have some sort of kesher to his nefesh. Yeah. He says, and that's why it's in the past tense, which it requires explanation. Yeah, Masha Enke, nefesh ra. However, a person has a nefesh ra as well, an isha ra. Yeah. And that's like the Yetzirah. He moves a menace because he's for Rega. He made the Ayin B'Zohar, Parshas Truma, Daf Kuf Chofres. Begin the Rucha Mis'ava, that means a Ruach of Tuma, Ihu Zomin Todir, says the Zohar. It's by a person continually. For Ruach Kudsha, but a Ruach of holiness, Lav Hachi, Ela Ba'agar Shlim. It doesn't happen that way, but it comes as a reward. Now, the simple musar of this, which, you know, it's really a whole shir, you know, as I say, we don't have time, you know. But, you know, if I was speaking to the girls, it's a whole shir already, you know, to try to bring out this point, which, you know, you really have to bring out in a powerful way to be affected by. But, you know, the simple point, which we said many times, is that, says the goal, Tov and Olam Hazeh runs away from a human being. You can't hold on to it. It controls anything that is purely good. It doesn't function in the it doesn't function within time. And as a result, and it runs away from you. As soon as time is shalayed on you, you're cut off from your awareness of that Tov. And therefore, to bring things, to keep things, it exists in the present, but not as over time. And therefore, in order for a person to maintain an awareness of good, a person needs continual work and effort to be able to keep alive for him his awareness of good that he had yesterday on the same thing. Today, it's an incredible day, you know. Tomorrow, if you want to expand, you have an incredible view. If you look at that view, you first see it. Tomorrow, if you want to have that same awareness of Tov, you have to be mityageya again, as if you've never seen it. And if you don't try to see something a second day as if you've never seen it, you'll never see it. That's Tov. It's like that as well. Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov. In marriage, Isha, you want to become awareness of the Tov that you have. We all know, every day, as soon as in a marriage, as soon as you switch an automatic, a marriage breaks apart. It's a clown in life. People think that, well, we've been married 10 years. It's not true. You know, people know the highest rates of divorce are after 15 years. You know what I mean? At the beginning of marriage, then after 12, 15 years. So part of it is because of midlife crisis. But besides that, there's something else involved that people think, well, we've been married all of these years, so now it's just by natural. There's no such thing. No such thing. That the only, as soon as people stop working, to actually see the Tov around them, they lose their awareness of Tov and things break apart. That's the nature of life. That's what happens. And like, it's constant yigia to grasp Tov. And says the Gaon that the Isha Tov refers to the Nefesh as well. And the Nefesh over here is something also, as we said, that doesn't exist in Zman. It's beyond the soul. And therefore it exists in a type of potential. And for a person, he writes, to actually grasp it, a person requires constant work in Yigiyah, he says, to grasp the Tov of the Nefesh, because it doesn't belong in this world of Zman, it's not here. However, Ra is comfortable in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, Ra is comfortable. It doesn't have any problems here. It because time itself is its natural... It's its natural media. It's like a fish in water, rye and time. That's how it is, because Zman itself is the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hid himself when he created the world. He divided his Giluyim up all the Zman. That's how he hid in nature, and therefore, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu his hiding means that his Tov can't be grasped. That's what it means that he hides himself, and therefore anything. If you just let yourself be natural in Zman, you'll be unhappy. I always say, it's the most natural thing in the world to be unhappy. It's the easiest thing. All you do is relax, take it easy, and you can complain. No problem. Let's go. We'll just come and we'll be miserable together and spend a time. You always sit around with guys and just love to sit around and just, let off steam by just attacking everything that they get frustrated by in life. It's like the most natural thing in the world to be unhappy. It takes no work.
That's really good and the good.
What's that?
That's good and the good. Yeah. He just says, no responsibility.
It takes no work. However, to see Tov, he always takes Yegiya. Takes work. Yeah. And to recognize it and to have an apprehension of it is to lift yourself out of Zman. It's continually making things new. It's continually, you know, like you said, that's what Shabbos, the base of labor, that's what Shabbos is all about. So Shabbos, the first 6 days, you know, Kodesh Baruch created the world. On Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch started recreating the world, you know, in history, and starts going through over Zman. So he says, Shabbos is the day that a person overcomes the Shlita of Zman and boredom, and he's able to see things as if they were first created. That's what he writes. And as a result, he's able to grasp on Shabbos that Kodesh Baruch Hu is continually recreating the world, Kol Eitz, Kol Zman, Kol Rega. Because that's what Shabbos is all about. That's all of the Yegiya of Shabbos, basically. Right? That you see something new. You see that what looks to you old, Hashem is actually at this moment recreating it as he did the first 6 days. So that's the purpose of what Shabbos is all about. And that's why he writes the Yisod of Shabbos is Ava. Because
I'm sorry?
That's why the Yisod of Shabbos is Ava.
Ava.
Ava Hashem. Because that's what Ava Hashem is. It's that connection to things beyond. And that's, you know. But anyway, so the Gaon writes over here, the pshat over here that he means to say, you know, that the nefesh atov is going on the nefesh. Matz ish matzov is going on the nefesh. Ki nefesh tov atzrichli ish gayli shtadil kol yomov shiagilo. So, and that's why it's in the past tense. It says motza. You know, what's the pshat? How is he learning motza? So the Avraham ben Agro explains over here, as you know, most of the Gaon's Perushim and Brachos is this sort of Derech Kabbalah, you can't understand most of it, but his son over here, Ron, explains some of it, and he brings it alive a little bit. He writes that when a person actually is able to connect, what is the Motzah? Yeah, he says, Im Tova hi mit Yagas kol yamel hasig shlemusa, he's talking about the Nefesh. If it's Tov and a person works all these days to achieve its perfection, you have to grasp it. No more, it says then, if you work all of your life to get to the soul, it says, Motza Isha, Motza Tov, Motza Isha Be'esh Nolan. You found an Isha, what is it in Motza? That was from the time that you were born. Motza Isha, Motza Tov means that you're finding something that you had already from birth. Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov, from all of the Yegiya. I guess it's a similar thing that at birth you have, you know, it's all there. But you can only get it through work. When you get it in work, it's Matzah. Anyway, says the one. So the first explanation of Eis Matzah is Isha. According to the Gaon, that's the Nefesh of the person himself. Second Pshat, Rav Nazan Omer, Eis Matzah Zet Torah. Again, Torah is also Mitzia, Yagata, Matsata, right, as you said. Torah is also the language of a Mitzia, which means as well that Torah is a gift that's given to a human being, but we live like all these things, it's Sholeit on Zman. That's why Zman and Din have to go together. Din means Hashem holds back, you know, his giving, you know, for a particular time and place and purpose. And Torah is something that we all know, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, working to understand the Torah that Hashem gives him, and he's working and can't grasp it. He can't get through to it until Hashem gives it to him as a mitzia, and you have to find it, which means you have to break through. It's not so easy to make use of it. And a chassid is someone who realizes that Torah is a mitzia, and without that yegiya, just like the nefesh, it's the same thing. The nefesh, we'll see in a minute, but the nefesh and Torah are a pair over here, and both of them have the same quality that ki motzai motzai chaim. If you find me, you find life. But you have to find me. You think the Torah is something that, you know, again comes naturally. You just hear and learn. Torah is here, but it's not here. Yeah, you have to find me. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to the Torah. Ki motzi'i, if you find me, you found life. Torah is pure life. However, to be able to be zochah to that life, yeah, isn't simple. As a matter of fact, we'll see as we go along that it can be the sama moves as well, because since it exists, in this type of, you know, misman. So therefore, everything is dependent on a human being's bechira for it. It has to be found. Nothing comes in pure existence in this world, and therefore everything is shalak by bechira. So the second thing is Torah, as it says, kimotzi imotzi chaim. Third pshat, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar, li'eis matzmotza matzoi zumiso. Shneamar death lamaveiske totzaon. I have to get a table now. Again, it uses the word by miso as a type of finding. Tani nami hachi, says the Gemara. Teisha mod shlosha mini miso nivru boilam. There were 903 different types of deaths that were created in this world. Shneamar lamaveis ya totzaon. Totzaon is the gematria. 903. Kosha should be kulon, the worst of all these deaths, askara. Mm. Right, askara was a type of thing, a person chokes to death. It's ishtrel na estralangulment.
Yeah. Is it
estranglement? Estranglement. Yeah. Very good, ishakaya. The old French. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what he says here. Isn't that fantastic? And shibetoch haguf. Okay. Tozahari yikosha shibekulon askara. Nicha shibekulon, the best of all the types of deaths, nishika. It's dying through the kiss of a Kodesh Baruch. Askara damya kechizra begvova di amra. Dilachure nishra. Askara is like taking wool. Yeah, out of a thorn bush. A thorn bush with this of wool in it. That if you want to take the wool out, yeah, it gets caught as you grab it out, you know. Says Rashi, it's bochin the gez the tzemer. When you pull it, yeah, the wool gets caught on the thorn as you grab it out. Vega de Amri, some people say it's kipiture bepiveshet. It's like ropes with a knot in them that you're trying to pull through a small hole. Grab, try to get it out. It just comes out. Nashika damya kemishcha benisa mechavla. It's like taking a hair out of milk. Now, again, sar bitoch chalav. Now, again, we have a similar idea over here. About, you know, simple idea is that Moves, again, it's an interesting idea. But, you know, there's no doubt, we all know that since Odom HaRishon, everybody in the world is going to die. There's nobody in the world who's not going to die. So a person might stop and think, well, you know, there's no free will in this world. You know, death is one of the things that undermines our belief in our power to choose. Because no matter what we do, in the end, we're going to die. That's how people look at it. It happens, people become depressed when they think about it. It overwhelms a human being's sense that anything that he does makes a difference. Because, I mean, why should I bother choosing? I mean, in the end, we all, you know, everybody has the same fate. Look at Kohelis, he speaks about it, you know, he's talking about how people feel. Obviously, we have a different way of viewing things. However, because we believe in life after that, however, you should know that, like all things in this world, there is a choice here, the Gemara is saying. And there's another way to look at it. And the way to look at it is that, yeah, it's true that everyone is going to die. But the question is, but what type of death will you have? You know? And that's for you to choose in life. That's the Bechira over here that's telling us. And the truth is we're going to see that death is also, that's what he's trying to say over here, the Chiddush of this Mandoma. That death is something that's found as well. It's a potential that has to be found, dug out through your own choice. Torah, we understand, the soul says this person, death is a potential that has to be found and dug out, you know. And how, what type of death will we have is up for us to choose. B'chart v'chayim, you know. He said there's always a mitzvah to choose. So, what type of death will you have? If you want, you can have a death like pulling wool out of a thorn bush, or like pulling hair out of milk. Now, this marshal of the two of them, you know, I think it's obvious, you know, that the marshal is two different ideas about how to pull something, remove it, something that's connected with another substance, you know, borer, how to bring it out. And obviously, the nimshal is that the relationship of death is a pulling the soul out of the goof. So the Gemara is giving two images about how is the soul removed from the body at death. Yeah, one image is that it's removed like wool out of a thorn bush. And that's the Mises Rishoyim. And the other one is like a hair out of milk. So, simply speaking, since we don't really have time today to go into this, this is really five shiurim this morning, moving through. But simply speaking, a person in life, you know, has this choice, yeah, and it's connected during your lifetime about, do you identify, who am I? Do I identify with my soul or my body? And for tzaddikim, when tzaddikim die, they before they die already, they know all along that they're not their body. It's 100% clear to them. And therefore, death for them, you know, I can take off my coat and my jacket without any problem. I can't take off my skin because I am my skin, you know. I can take off my coat. Good boy. I'm going inside, you know. Or outside, or inside. So they write that, so for tzaddikim, they can take off their skin also, you know. And they understood already that that's not who I was my entire life. It's not me. Some sort of place where I live, like Hillel, I have to take care of my body. It takes me where I want to go in this world. Take care of it. It's not me. And therefore, when it comes for a time that a person's time in this world is over, and if we understand the Gemara, you realize that out of all the one place in life where time rules over us more than anything else is, yeah, the time of is our mortality. That we have a certain amount of time in this world that didn't exist by Adam and Risha, but by us. We function under time. So death is that transition from the world of time to the world of eternity. That's what death is all about. And a person who grasps that and understands that a time is up and now he's moving into the world of eternity, so he's able to make that transition. Because even when he was in this world, he grasped that the real reality of life is that soul that's beyond the world of transience, and that world of eternality. And he felt the things that were eternal value within him as being himself, and he identified with them. And therefore, he was able, when it comes to leave this world, to make that transition. Because it was alive to him, and so he lived. That's what death is all about, you know. However, a person who is a Rasha who identifies, all he knows is his body, and that's all he identifies with. And he can't have any concept as death as being a transition, because in this world he doesn't grasp where he's going. He never has. He's never in this world grasped that there's an Olam Haba after Olam Hazeh, and that time is a limitation, you know, of truth. So as a result, yeah, for him to die is a devastating thing, because he hovers around his body. That's me there, and he can't stop thinking about it in order to actually move on. And so the Mefarshim explained that all of the decomposing of the body is actually what's necessary to wean the Rasha away from the body, to be able to enable him to grasp that there's another stage. That's why it's a kapara. All of the kaparas are means of weaning the person away from his identification with his body as being himself. He sees it decomposing, and that's already a pain for him. And as a result, he moves onward as well. So, but mitziah, death is a mitziah. It's a potential. It has to be brought out. We see this in the Chumash with Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu. that Moshe was misaver the misa of Aaron HaKohen. When he saw, he sees how Aaron HaKohen dies, you know, puts his hands together, you know, he lies down. Hashem tells him to close his eyes. He closes his eyes. Kiss of Hashem, you know, it's gone. Misaver la'oso misa. You know, like they write about Rav Huttner, that when Rav Huttner died, you know, he put his strangle on and his Shabbos clothing,
yeah,
and he laid down and it's Shabbos, Shabbos.
Wow.
That's what they're writing about. I read that. Shabbos, it's Mises Nishika, you know, moving on. And, you know, that it says when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Aaron HaKohen die, Misave La'oso Misa, he had a tremendous taiva to be able to go out like Aaron HaKohen, be able to use that transition, to be able to dovek, you know, give your soul off to Hashem. It's his man. It's a specific avoda in life, you know. Be able to use it properly and get to that point where you can see it and grasp it that way. You know, Nachman writes about himself that when he was younger, he had a terrible fear of death. And as a result, he's continually, you know, spent his time meditating on it to overcome that fear. He's to ask Hashem to die in order to overcome it. But there's a deeper point of it as well. When he died, he said, "You think I'm dying because I still have tuberculosis? Because I'm just, I've done everything I have in this world, and Olam Hazeh can't contain me anymore. I'm moving on." Think about it. When he was young, he had a terrible fear of death. That's Bechira, you know. Motza, Lamavis, yeah. I don't even know how to pronounce it, to look up the pasuk. Toto. So, he writes, Rav Nachman writes, Le'es Motza Zumisa, Shneva Lamos, yeah. Tani Nami Hachi, we saw that's the thing. Two different times, and we can't choose whether we're going to die, but we can choose how we'll die. And therefore, Bechira is sholeit on these things, because Bechira means, how am I going to use these potentials? And will I grasp this man? So, a chosid should daven, then he should be able to grasp. And Rabbi Akiva, we have all these stories, you know, Ad Kan, you think the Romans are killing me? What are you talking about? I'm giving my nefesh back to Hashem. Now is this man. All of my life I've been waiting for this man, Rabbi Akiva says. Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to finally come and ask me to, you know, bring me up to the next world. Now I'm not going to give, say, Shema, Shem Echad, you know, and give my soul back to Hashem. I'm not going to do it. You think the Romans are taking away my life? They're just, that's just showing me that it's the Zman that I've been waiting for. That's what he says. Meditate on Echad, right? Until he just pushed his Neshama out to give it back to Hashem. The Shikah back. I'm not going to use the Zman. This is what I've been waiting for my whole life, for this man. That's already, the Gemara is talking about Eis Motzai, Yom HaMaves. It's a time, it's all things in life have to be done properly. And death is one of the things that has to be done properly. Old age is this man. You realize it, this man, Mikarev Lamisa. I know I watched this with my father in death. You know, it's my father just died this year. And it's a Zman of, it's a specific Zman. That is a preparation for Misa. It can go on for, my father had 10 months, for example. But it's a Zman, and it's up to you to use it. You can deny it, you can do that. But it's a Zman Misugal Ma'od for all sorts of things. It's a very important time of life. Eis Matzav, a Chassid Davins, that he should be able to use that end of his life. Old age in general is a preparation for that. You're able to get in touch with the Neshama, you're able to move, you're able to develop. Eis Matzav, a person, a Chassid, should daven that he should be found sholem at a time of Misa. That's what he writes. That's a powerful idea. Not Isha. Misa. Fourth pshat in the Gemara says, I don't have time to go into this really interesting machlokas about whether death is a hair out of, is a wool out of thorn bush or a knot through a hole. It's a really interesting thing.
It's not like you, it seemed to be like you made a remiss that depends on the person.
Yeah.
What? That depends on the Messias of what death is.
Right, it depends on the person. It depends on the person, that's what we're saying. V'yokhan Amar, v'yeis matzo zukvura. V'yokhan says, he's quite interesting, Rav Yochanan, because he says a person should down for kvura. Now, this is a bit strange because you're already dead. So it can't seem to mean that you should daven, you should be able to be sholem to use it properly. What, how does he say kvura? According to Rashi, it works better because kvura is something that, you know, you can't, it's considered the ultimate time in life that you're in need of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, because you can't do it yourself. normally during life, we seem to believe that you should do. We can do things ourselves, and therefore we don't turn to Hashem. We feel self-sufficient, but nobody's self-sufficient for kvura, because you're completely helpless. And kvura is something that's necessary, as we said before, because the neshama can't begin to move in this world until the body is buried, and you can't bury it yourself. And if you can't, if you're not buried, your neshama is going to be hanging around. You can't go up to the Shiva Shel Maila. So a chassid should realize that the greatest time of need is kvura. It's a marshal for all of Olam Hazeh. It's kvura. And therefore, a chassid should daven la'eis mitzoy, that at the right time, he's going to need, he's going to be able to find, Kodesh Baruch Hu, so send somebody to bury him. Amar Rabbi Chanina, it's a pasuk, Maikra, hasmechi me'lai gil yasisu ki yimsu u kever. You find them. It says, Hasmeche Melai, they're happy, rejoicing, Gil Yasisu, Kiyimzukef, they found burial. It's a tremendous simcha for a person when he's able to be buried. And burial is something that's a potential, has to be found. Moshe Benus Kever was created when? Before the creation of the world. Kever, Moshe Benus. You know, Hashem buried him. It's not so posh for Kever, Maritim Machpelo. Yeah, it's also, even the kvura is a type of potential that has to be. It's what to speak about. Amar Rabba, I told you this is really five shiurim. It's moving fast, I'm sorry. Amar Rabba bar Rav Shiva, Hayu da Amri Inshi. This is what people say. Liboy Inish Rachmi. Let a person ask always for mercy. Afilu adzibulu basraisa shleima. Even until the last shovelful, that the last shovel of dirt should be complete. That a person should daven already. We're zokuk for rachamei shemayim. Yeah, through all of life, we live in this world of zman and bechira. We live dependent on Hashem's rachamim to be able to be found shalom in all of the tests in this world. And that rachamim were needed. We need that rachamim. Yeah, even to the last spade of dirt should be completely thrown properly onto the kever. That we need that rachamim. Marzucha Amar, the last thing Marzucha says, L'eis mitzoy, zebeis akise. Said of Nachman, what you should find in a time of need is a toilet, bathroom. That's already the last thing a person should do for last understanding, because, as they say, if you need to go, you need to go, What can you do? Doesn't start. I'm of a Marova in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to have to decide why Marova. No time to talk about it. Had Amar Marzucha. This that Marzucha said, Adifa Mikulu. Out of all of the answers, what you should daven for, the Nefesh you should get in touch with, Torah, Misa, Kvura. The best answer out of them all is that a person should daven for a bathroom when you need it. Says the Gemara, Marova. That's the best answer. Of all of these, to explain what David HaMelech had in mind. Now, the simple shot on this is that often in life, we sort of fool ourselves a lot in life. We daven, we sort of daven for all these deep spiritual things, Torah. We should get in touch with our nefesh. We should be able to leave Olam Hazeh and Neshika and all these types of things. But when it comes to davening, and that we should be able to find the bathroom, when we need it, I'm going to ask Hashem for that. It's below Hashem. I'm going to speak to Hashem about such things. And as a result, we don't daven for such things. And we don't realize that that's a problem. We don't realize the importance, of asking Hashem that I should be able to find a bathroom I need it. First of all, besides what some of the Farshim write over here, that, they bring down from the Rambam, we'll see that, Baltishakso, if a person can't find a bathroom, it's very bad. It's Baltishakso, it's bad for the entire goof. It can cause illnesses, it can make a person sterile, it can be all sorts of things. It destroys the goof. And we know that the Rambam himself writes that all of the mahalot and olam hazeh, come about, because people have problems in the digestive system. One of the most important things he writes in Hilchos Deis is that people should, you have to be able to use the bathroom properly and pass away. fast in order for the body to function properly. Ve'en kemach in Torah. And if there's no body, there's no soul. One hangnail is enough to destroy a person's life. Spiritually, you can't learn, you can't daven, you can't do anything. And therefore, a person should daven that the body should function properly, and we should have situations in life that should enable the body to function properly, because there are many situations in life that if we don't have these situations, the body can't function properly, and it's not in our choice. For instance, you have to use the bathroom, and if there's no bathroom around and you can't use the bathroom, then your whole body's going to suffer. And that something has to be found as well, or it doesn't give a pasuk for it. And therefore, a person should dive into a kodesh baruch hu for these things. The importance of the guf. You know, Rebbe always says, people always make the mistake. They ask me for brachas. They ask me for all sorts of things, you know, Torah and tefillah and all these types of things. He used to say, you know what bracha I always didn't give them? I say, they should have a healthy wife. he says, because that they don't ask. He says, that's the most important bracha of all. Because if you don't have a healthy wife, he says, you're not going to have anything. You're just going to spend the entire time taking care of her and the kids, and you won't be able to learn how to live down. But people don't ask for that. That's all right. That's in the same getter over here. Like, people don't know what to ask for. You ask for a bathroom. It's not so simple in life to find the conditions. We're stuck in conditions that the body won't function properly. It's not in our control. And there's certain times itself that you need. That itself is, the goof itself is primarily dependent on time. We need that. Okay. Simple pshat. The Gaon over here says another pshat, which is also quite famous. He says a powerful pshat over here about the Gaon. Says the Gaon. And he says that, Yesh Ba'olam, is, he says that basic kise kina kolap for all mutaris for olam hazeh. He's talking about olam hazeh, and he says that we know that the sort of olam hazeh is that the sort of olam hazeh is that a person needs levaya psoilis, to remove waste. That's the sort of this world. And so he writes that we know that since Olam HaRishon and the first Chet, the nature of Olam HaZeh is that good and evil are mixed together. And all of the processes of being successful in this world is to be able to form a proper filter, to be able to sift and to try to find the sparks of Kedusha that have been embedded in the physical world since the Chet of Olam HaRishon, grasp them and push away the soulless that they're embedded in, which is the digestive process is a mashal for that. So he learns that you're able to find the minerals and vitamins and the food that you eat that can nourish you, and the poisons that you take in. We know that today the food that we eat, there's so many poisons, and if the thing doesn't stop, we're going to be destroyed by these poisons. You have to get rid of them. And if you can't get rid of these poisons, the person is going to be destroyed by it. That's the most important thing. And you have to be able to take apart the nourishment. You need both of these things. So that's true in every... That's the basic yisod of Olam HaZeh. That you need a good bathroom. You need that ability to sift, to try to find the things of Kedusha and find a way to be nourished by them and find a way to push out the solace of life. That exists everywhere. And there are many gemaras. Another gemara that says, one person says he had a bathroom, he lived and he had to pass with 20 bathrooms from here to Mahuza, and I used every single one of them. There are a lot of gemaras, and the Gaon says that they all have the same yisod of this point that he's trying to say. He says you need machshava in your thoughts. You have to go through your thoughts and try to isolate out what is tov and what is ra, and try to put out the ra and develop the tov, midot. It's all the same process. All of the same. As a result, so it goes. That's the key. That's why my rabbis say it's true. You have to daven for all these things. But in Eretz Yisrael, the one thing that we need more than anything else is a filter. If you don't have it, you don't have anything in this world. That's the key of how we live in this world of Zman. That we have to, things are mixed, tov and ra together. So we go. Says the Gaon, I have to end over here. I'm stopping already. It's 20 past. But he writes over here that if you see these five types of things, so he writes that these five things correspond to the five things that are mentioned in Kriya Shema. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha alevavcha v'shinantam u'pshatam v'chasavtam. And they correspond with machshava dibor, maisa, and another type of maisa. There are two types of machshava, pinimius and chitzonius, and two types of maisa, pinimius and chitzonius. And each one of these things correspond to those two types of things. And machshiva, two types of machshiva, and machshava and dibur are two types of thought, maisa, and then there's a maisa that brings out final purpose, two types of action. And that's what corresponds to, and then there's five, there's ava, there's kolal, all of them. And that's what we say in Kriya Shema every day, that we should be found sholim in all of these types of things. And that corresponds as well to, well, in Bereishis, where Kodesh Baruch Hu says Bereishis, and then it says Vayomar, Vayas, Vayaren, four different things that corresponds to these four different types of things, which correspond to the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and the Bayis, he writes. Yeah, and that's the pshat in the parsha of Tzitzis as well. It says Re'item, Re'isem, Re'zachartem, Vasisem, Velo Sasuru, corresponds to those four things as well. And that's Mayim, Eish, and Dibor, the things that connect them all, and they correspond to four spiritual worlds that are all here. that are all here as well, that we have to try to work our way through. And a person has to be found shalom in all of these worlds. In the world of Machshava, of Penimius, in the world of Machshava, Chitzonius, which is called Dibor, in the world of Maisa, of Penimius, which is a type of action that we do that corresponds to thought, and then a type of action that's able to bring out the final thought that we had. You have to be found Shalom in all of those things, the lowest world being the final action of Maisa, which has to do with basic Kisa. So a person has to be found Shalom in all different worlds. However, we exist in all worlds. We need help in all worlds. However, in Maravra, they're saying that when a person davens for all of them, the last thing that he should daven for is the physical world, which corresponds to bias, because that's the world that holds within it all of the higher worlds as well. And as a result, we have to daven. That's why it's the best of all. And to be found shalem in Olam Hazeh, so you need a bias. So, anyway, so we made our way through.
Wow. The last 2 minutes was